RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show live this Monday evening with you. As well, we continue to see what the Atlanta Hawks are going to do. Obviously, summer camp, summer league, just wrapped up here, and it won't be long before we start talking about training camp. Still plenty of time to do some stuff, but let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Pat Benson, sneaker reporter for Fan Nation, covers Atlanta Hawks as well. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page at Pat_Benson_Jr. Pat, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here on the show tonight.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So let's start with all the rumor and innuendo. I mean, obviously, Pascal Siakam is a guy who has been linked heavily with the Atlanta Hawks. The question that I have is, if you don't know if you can sign him to a max extension, do you make that? I mean, do the Hawks look at making that trade and roll the dice that they can sign him as the season goes along or at the end of the year? Or is that just kind of too risky to give up some of the assets that you would for Siakam without some kind of guarantee that he will stay here long term?
Well, unfortunately, not going to get much of a guarantee. If you think Pascal Siakam is the type of player that can push you into that area of contention, then yeah, that's a big boy move that big boy teams make all the time. You got to be willing to make that sort of leap of faith. And I'm not sure if Siakam is that player. I think he's a great player. I think he is an upgrade over John Collins, no doubt about it. And if Landry Fields, Kyle Korver, Quinn Snyder, if that front office, if they think that Siakam is the missing piece, then yeah, they have no choice but to go for it.
So if he does become a free agent, I mean, either way, he's either going to get a max extension if he signs with a team, or he'll go to free agency and get a max deal. Like, there's no way around him being a max player. You think the Hawks let's just for argument's sake, say the Hawks do make a deal for him. You're talking about another $120 million being doled out for him at that point. You think the Hawks are willing to make that kind of investment into a third player at this point?
I think they would be. Where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I think when we last spoke, I was pretty bearish on the idea of Siakam. But, you know, we keep hearing his name come up over and over from different reports, different corners of the league. So at this point, I do believe that there is serious interest. It's just how much are they willing to part with, in order to bring Siakam in. But, yeah, their hand would be forced. They would have to sign to a max contract next year, and that would also require retooling the roster to make it work. You know, that would mean saying goodbye to, Clint Capella, DeAndre Hunter, some other players. You know, obviously, one, just to make the trade happen, and two, to fit him in the salary cap. So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and Pat, you know, there's been more and more speculation. I mean, we're hearing reports from different people, and Jake Fisher being one of those guys that has been being, and he's been pretty accurate here of late. But he did report that the Hawks have had a more willingness to move on from Clint Capella. You think Clint Capella is the next guy that most likely moves off this team, whether it's Dallas or Toronto or somebody like that? I mean, you know, again, really probably more Dallas than anybody else. Mm-hmm. But does it feel like that he's maybe the next domino that's about to fall?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes sense because Onyeka Okongwu, it's really his time. He's about to get a rookie scale contract extension. And I think Clint Capella was always kind of a stopgap measure for Okongwu after we saw what he did during that Eastern Conference Finals run in 2021. We always knew that he was the center of the future. Need a little bit more time to develop. And don't get me wrong, Capella is still performing at a very high level, but it does make sense. You know, I think everybody is in agreement that Okongwu is the center of the future. So, yeah, it only makes sense that Capella would be the next player to go. And then also right by his side would be DeAndre Hunter, of course, because we've kind of got a log jam of forwards when you look at Sadiq Bey, A.J. Griffin, and a bigger power forward, Jalen Johnson. So, yeah, I would say Capella and then to a slightly lesser extent, Hunter.
If they can't move Hunter, do you think that they offer Sadiq Bey a contract extension? Because I'm wondering what that looks like as far as a cost perspective. I mean, again, he's going to be a free agent. That's another one of the guys that you look at. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a free agent come next year. And I thought he did a lot of good things for the Hawks. But, obviously it's going to be a matter of if they're going to pay him, what's it going to cost? And to your point about, if there is a logjam sort of at that small forward position or maybe even guard, big guard position. Yeah. But, what do you think a deal like that looks like for a guy like Sadiq Bey? Or do they just kind of ride him out for one more year and, eventually let him walk?
Well, that's a good point you made. Their hand isn't exactly forced when it comes to Bey because, one, they didn't give up a ton to get him. They gave up 5 second-round picks, and second-round picks just aren't that valuable. And then, like you said, they could ride the season out the way they did with John Collins when he was in a contract year and then come back and then negotiate a deal. What his deal would look like and, how it fits in this major grand scheme, I have no idea what it would look like. But I feel like the pressure to sign Bey isn't there the way it is to extend Okongwu.
Pat Benson joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Hawks reporter. So, DeJounte Murray, we saw the extension. I really like the move. I mean, look, I we've talked about this in the past that, look, I was glad that they didn't monkey around. They made him the big-time offer. He wanted to stay in Atlanta. And the biggest thing for me is just now it's all about basketball. Now it's focusing on basketball. There's no talk about contracts, no talk about trades, no talk about any of this kind of stuff. This really felt like a home run move for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I don't think that the Trae Young, DeJounte Murray is the perfect backcourt, but they certainly complement each other well. They've proven they can make it work. Here's a novel idea in the NBA. Let's give them some time to play together and to develop, get to know each other better, and they're only going to improve. So last year it was a little clunky at times, but overall we've seen enough to know that it will work. And most importantly, like you said, we can put all the drama aside. Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, they're both locked up for the future. And should something go awry, if Trae Young for some reason wants out at some point, Atlanta has an all-star caliber player, ready to lead the team at the one guard, in DeJounte Murray. So not only does it solidify his future, it also is a little bit of an inch position.
So do you think that, if it's not Siakam, are there any, we've talked about this before, are there any names or any buzz about anybody else? It does really feel like that all of the eggs are potentially in the Siakam basket. So if it's not him, is it anybody else, or are they just going to pretty much try to just run this thing back with what they've got?
That's a great question, because I was scanning through available players, and it was a free agency class to begin with. The Hawks aren't going after James Harden or anything like that. So, yeah, I feel like it's got to be Siakam. But then again, at the same time, it's the NBA. We see these trades come up out of nowhere, and people forget that the Cleveland, when they pulled off that major trade with Utah last year, that happened in September. That was right before the start of training camp when they got Donovan Mitchell. So, things can happen late. I wouldn't expect movement soon. I think this is a trade drama that could play out over weeks, over months. However, the Hawks do have $9 million in cap space, and I think there is a reason why they cleared all that out. I think they are preparing to add a third star, and at this point it looks like it's Siakam or no one. But then again, it's the NBA. Crazier things have happened.
Well, and then that begs the question, are they – They got out of the luxury tax, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you going to turn right back around and get into it? Because, I mean, while you cleared some cap space, you don't have a whole lot of room to do a lot of maneuvering without staying in the luxury tax. And, look, this always becomes the debate about what the Hawks are going to do. You know, as of right now, I mean, if we believe in actions over words, all that they have done is really get themselves under the luxury tax. I don't think they're a better roster today, and I think all it's been is just – so far, getting under the luxury tax, and every move that you've seen that they've corresponded with has been, well, it's a $4.5 million here, $6.5 million savings here. So it feels like every move has been designed to kind of minimize, you know, get themselves under the luxury tax, clear up some cap space. Are they willing to get back into it? I mean, I know what the verbiage is, but are they really willing to get back into it?
Well, you have every right to be skeptical. Since they pulled the trigger on the DeJounte Murray trade last summer, almost every single move has been made to save money. Maybe not the Sadiq Bey trade. Obviously, that one really didn't change much in terms of the salary cap in the short term. But, yeah, you have every right to be skeptical. We've heard from the wrestlers that they are not afraid of the luxury tax, but – you know, seeing is believing, and we'll see. I don't think it's good practice to go in the luxury tax just to be in the luxury tax, just to say you're competing, make it make sense. But at the same time, I think Hawks fans, you know, they have every right to be skeptical after, you know, the Kevin Herter trade and everything we saw go down the aftermath of the DeJounte Murray trade.
Well, I think also, too, Pat, it becomes, if you're going to have a supermax player, given where the threshold is, it's hard to build a roster around a supermax guy that doesn't involve the luxury tax. I mean, just again, you have to probably really get lucky in the draft and different things like that. But if you're going to add pieces that are competent with a supermax player, it feels like it's going to be a challenge to try to get that kind of right combination of roster when you've got a guy that eats up a good bit of your cap space as it is.
No doubt about it. If you go back and you look at the last few decades of teams that have won NBA championships, the vast majority, the overwhelming majority have been teams that have been into the luxury tax. So, yeah, that's par for the course. And, you know, again, don't go into luxury tax for no good reason. But at the same time, these team owners, they are multi-billionaires. They can't afford to pay the luxury tax. You know, I'm all for being prudent when it makes sense. But at the same time, you bought a team. You deserve it. The community deserves it to have a team out there that's willing to compete. And, you know, sometimes there are some external costs that come along. Not everything is going to be in the black, in the book. Sometimes you may have to go in the red, and that's part of being a team owner.
Pat Benson, he is a sneaker reporter for Fan Nation, covers the Atlanta Hawks as well. You find him on his Twitter page, @Pat_Benson_Jr. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Pat, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight. We'll chat again soon.
Sounds good, buddy. Keep up the great work.
You got it. John Truckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.